Gemara Daf Gimel Amid Beis quotes the Mishnah from Daf Peivav, the Gimel Gittin Psulin. We discussed last week at great length the Gimel Gittin Psulin, Kosa B'Ksav Yodo, Get She'en Bo Zman. So the three cases that the Mishnah has, the Mishnah says, Min HaTorah, these Gittin are kosher, the Vlad is kosher, and in this case the Vlad is kosher, so clearly if the Vlad is not a Mamzim in HaTorah, the Get must be kosher. The Rabbanan know it's possible for the reasons that we discussed. But then the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Afa b'she'en olav eidim el shenosnu olav b'fnei eidim kosher v'gover b'nachasim m'shivadim. Rabbi Elazar says, no, min HaTorah, he's getting our kosher. Even if you don't have eidim on the shtar, as long as you give the get in front of two eidim, eidim asira, the get is kosher v'gover b'nachasim m'shivadim. Shaina Aidim Khos Minal Get Elam Tikana Olam. Well, as it says, why do Aidim sign on a get? He doesn't deny the fact that we have Aid Khasim on a get. What's the purpose of that? He says that's not Aidim Daraisam in Atari, you have Aidim Asira. He holds Aidim Asira Karsi. Aidim Asira are the ones that are Kores, Sefer Krisus. They make the Krisus of the get. They sharf the shtar. They create the shtar. They effect with an E, effect the chalos of the shtar. But Lemaisa, we have Eidim Chasima on a get, so what is that for? He says, Me Tikkun Olam, we have Eidim Chasima on a get. What's the Tikkun Olam? So Rashi explains, Shami Amusu Eidim, Vishuvain Lo Eidus. If the Eidim die, so then we don't have Eidim. Right? Lefikach Nagu Lachtam, the Eidim Masira die. So then we're not going to have Eidim. We want to prove that she's divorced. We're not going to be able to prove it anymore. She just has a piece of paper. What does a piece of paper mean? If there are no Eidim Chasim, it's just as a piece of paper, but the piece of paper was given in front of Eidim Asira, so if the Eidim Asira are alive, then that's great, but if the Eidim Asira are dead, so then she has no proof that she was divorced. Therefore, the minhag developed, the takona, I should say, developed, Chazal Nesaka to have Eidim Chasim, and again, even Aliba the Rebbe Lazar, so that if the Eidim Asira die, so then you have Eidim Chasima. And as long as you can verify the Eid HaChasimah, then the Shtar is going to be kosher. What does that mean, the Shtar is going to be kosher? Rabbi Elazar holds that you need Eid HaMasira. So we're going to see. We'll see in Tosfos. It's not that the Eid HaChasimah are enough. It might not be enough. Eid HaChasimah might not be enough. Rabbi Elazar might hold that you need Dafka Eid HaMasira. Maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see. It could be a Machlokes Rishonim. But some Rishonim say, Rabbi Elazar, Dafka hold that you need Eid HaMasira. So what's the Tikkun Olam? You have Eid HaChasimah and the Shtar. What's that going to do for you? So we'll see. Could be that as long as you have Eidim Chasim and the Shtar, then there's the assumption that there were Eidim Asira B'Shas Meis. We'll see if Tos is going to talk about it. But that's the Tikkun HaOlam. Rabbi Elazar agrees that we have Eidim Chasim and the Ged, we may Tikkun HaOlam, because the Eidim Asira might die, and there's no Raya, but as long as you have Eidim Chasim and the Ged, so then somehow, even according to him, everything is going to be okay, as we'll describe in the future. Okay. This is Rabbi Elazar's famous sheet. So before we go weiter and try to understand Rabbi Elazar's shita, let's stop on three words of the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar said what? Avo b'shein olav eidim el shenasu olav b'fnei eidim kosher v'govim v'nachasim m'shibadim. Well, what does that mean? Govim v'nachasim m'shibadim? We're talking about a get over here. Govim v'nachasim m'shibadim sounds like shtari mamet. So what's that doing over here? So Rashi has two pshat, two lashonas in Rashi. He says either v'govim v'nachasim m'shibadim, govik subasa begetzem v'nachasim m'shibadim. We're not talking about being gover from an achas m'shibadim with the get. There's something in the get. No, there's the ksuba. The ksuba. Through the get, once she has the get, so that proves that she's divorced, so now she's gover the ksuba with this get. She doesn't have a ksuba. Let's say she never got the shtar ksuba. Or she lost it or whatever. She can't prove. She can't prove the ksuba, but through the get, she can be gover from the ksuba. The Tnan, the Ksuba, so Tzia Geb, Enim, Ksuba, Kova Ksubas, the Mishnah in Ksubas, says that if she's Motzi Geb, even if she doesn't have the Ksuba, the assumption is that there was a Ksuba. A Ksuba is a Tnai Bezdin, right? So even if there is no Ksuba, she can be Gov with the Ksuba as long as she can prove that she's divorced. So says Rashi, that's what Rebbe Elazar is saying over here. Gov Mechas Mishpah doesn't mean the get. Right, there's something about the get, about the divorce, that there's nechasim mishabadim. No, there's the ksuba. So through the get, she'll be able to be gover from nechasim mishabadim for the ksuba. That's one pshat. Lishnachrina gov menachos meshibadim im shtar milvahu gov menachos meshibadim. This extra point Rabbi Elazar is making is that I hold Eidim Mesira Karzi, he says. So Eidim Mesira will shaft the shtar by a get. And another point, the government of Chosim Shabbat doesn't mean from this get. Obviously, the Mishnah is talking about getting. But Eidim Mesira Karzi means that in a case of a shtar milveh, if you have a shtar mum, specifically a shtar milveh, so then you'll be able to be government of Chosim Shabbat with this shtar chov that has Eidim Mesira on it. Without Eidim signed on it. Rebbe Elazar says, you don't need Eidim Chasim. You've been taking all of you have Eidim Chasim. But if you have Eidim Mesira that can testify that they saw the Mesira Sashtar, that's sufficient. That's sufficient to be Gavim Chasim Shibodim with the Shtar Zashtar Milvah. Then Rashi points out, Shtar Chov, Nami Kori, Get Kedom Rebbe Alma, Beget Chov, Shein Bo Achrayis. Right? Yemarin Bava Kama. Get can sometimes refer to Gite Moment. That's what the first Tosas in the Sechta said, right? Remember? Stam Get is Get Isha, but Get could also refer to Get Moment. So, he's saying over here, Rebbe Elazar is saying two things. He's saying that even if the Get doesn't have any of the Chasim on it, it's kosher alza Get. And if it would be a Get Moment, if it would be Shtar Milva, you could be going from the Chasim Mishabodim with that Shtar as well. How are you? The Gemara over where?
When he quotes, in his second day, when he quotes from Baba Kam, it says, Beget Chov Shein Bo Achrayis. So the reason why he wants to connect it to our case is because in the case of how God uses the Lashon Get.
No, I think he's just proving from there that Gitei Maman can also be called a Get. Even Shtari Maman can be called a Get. But he says once it's called a Get, so then. Rebbe Elazar's statement can even be going on Shtar Milva too. So that's his raya from Bava Kamma is just that the word get can also refer to a Shtar Milva. Tosfos here elaborates, Tosfos and Demasal Vagov elaborates on these two Shitas of Rashi, brings rayas back and forth, whether you can be Gova, Mechosim Meshabodim, from a Shtar Milva, with Eidim Mesira. Tosfos says Loshem Sheni Pirish Bekuntres Im Shtar Milva Gov Mechas Meshabadim V'chein Nira L'Rabbeinu Tam Iker V'chilu B'Shar Shtar Is Gov V'Eidim Mesir Mechas Meshabadim. That's really the thrust of Tosfos trying to figure out, is that really true? Right? Can you be Gova from the Mechas Meshabadim with a Shtar Milva L'fi Rebbe Elazar if you have Eidim Mesir? Can you be Gova from the Mechas Meshabadim with a Shtar Milva if you have Eidim Mesir? That's what he's trying to figure out. Right? Does Eidim Mesira work by a Shtar Milva? Does Eidim Mesira work by a Shtar Milva? So Tosfos says Rashi's second lashon is that Eidim Mesira does work by a Shtar Milva. You can be going from the Chasim Meshabadim, and he says Rabbi Natan feels that that lashon of Rashi is Ikka, not the first lashon. So it would seem as though what Tosfos is saying is that there's a machlokas the two days in Rashi. It's not just two different pshatim. The first opinion of Rashi holds that Rebbe Elazar would claim that Shtar Milva, the Eidim Mesira, you can't be Gov from the Chasim Meshabadim from. It's not going to work. So you have to say Gov from the Chasim Meshabadim means in the Get, if the Get has Eidim Mesira. If the Get has Eidim Mesira, so that Shtar would work by Eidim Mesira. So once the Get is kosher, based on the Mishnah and Ksuba, so Tzir Get, Ve'enim HaKsuba, Gov Mechasim Shabadim, you can collect the Ksuba based on the Get. But according to the first Lashon of Rashi, you couldn't learn that this is talking about a Shtar Milva. Because apparently a Shtar Milva with Eidim Mesira, you would not be able to be Gov Mechasim Shabadim, Lefi Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that you need Dafka Eidim Mesira. Right? So he would hold that a Shtar Milva with Eidim Mesira, that doesn't work. A Get with Eidim Mesira works, but a Shtar Milva with Eidim Mesira, he would say, would not work. That's why the first Lashon, Dafka, says it's talking about Get and not Shtar Milva. Meaning, Lefi Tosfos, right? It comes out, what's the machlokas, the two days? Is it Stam Tu Lashon, there's two possibilities? No, it's not Stam Tu possibilities. There's a machlokas, the two days in Rashi. Does Rabbi Elazar hold that a Shtar Milva with Eidim Mesira, right? Is a Shtar Milva with Eidim Mesira considered a Shtar to be going from the Chasim Meshabadim? The second day it says yes, and the first day it says no. Shtar Milva with Eidim Mesira is not going to Chasim Meshabadim. Rabbi Elazar would say that you don't hold Eidim Mesira Karsi by Shtar Milva. Why is that true? Will, you have something before? I'm just going to finish the point. Why is that true? Why would you... What's the machlokas over here? Rav Shechter in the Kunches Nashtaris, he quotes from the Rav, Lachor, what these two deists are disagreeing about is, what's the nature of a shtar milta? Shmuel Bach asked me about a month and a half ago, this kashin. But what is a shtar milva? Is a shtar milva a shtar kinyan, or maybe it's not a shtar kinyan? So I told him, I said, wait till we get to Dav Gimel Amid Beis. We'll get to a Rashi and we'll answer this. So this is the answer. Right? The Rav felt that the two deists in Rashi are arguing as to whether a shtar milva is a shtar kinyan or not. Is a shtar milva a shtar kinyan? What does that mean? So we'll get to it in a second. Okay? But if shtar milva is a shtar kinyan, so then it makes a lot of sense. Or Belaza holds Edim Asira Karsi. By Shtari Kinyan. We mentioned the Homachogus of Meir Reb Elazar is by Shtari Kinyan. Shtari Kinyan, like Ged, and Shtar Kiddushin, and Shtar Mekachul Memke. A Shtar that creates a Chalos. Right? Either you're actually acquiring something, like in the case of Shtar Mekachul Memke, acquiring a Soda, let's say. But in the case of Shtar Kiddushin, not necessarily acquiring a Momenis, right? The woman is not Mamona Shalabao. In Gittin, you're not acquiring anything. I mean, the woman, I guess, is acquiring herself, but she's not really acquiring. There was an Issa Beheta relationship over here. There were certain zchuyos that the woman had, that the husband had to provide for her. And certain things she had to provide for the husband. Okay, but that bond is being severed. So, but there's a chalos here. That's the point. Shtakini means a shtar on a chalos. So we know Rebbe Elazar holds that Edim Mesira Karsi in a shtar of a chalos. But he said in Shtari Raya, the Rav was very adamant. The Rav was adamant that in Shtari Raya there is no machlokas. Rav Elazar would not say Eidah Mesira Karsi. Everyone agrees that by Shtari Raya, Eidah Chasima Karsi. Because if you don't have Eidah Chasima, then you don't have a Raya Midas HaMeschayiv. You don't have a Raya B'Ksav. And the whole Yisod of a Shtar Raya is a Raya B'Ksav. So without Eidah Mesira, without Eidah Chasima, you don't have a Raya. So even Rav Elazar, who would say by Shtari Kinyan, Eidah Mesira Karsi, the Rav felt adamant that When it comes to Shtari Raya, even he would admit that Dafka Eidah Chasima Karsi. I keep on saying that, but I just to be honest, there are Rishonim who do disagree with that. Now look at Tosfos, when you get a chance, look at Tosfos on Dav Chav Beis Amid Beis. Tosfos quotes one opinion that maybe Rebbe Elazar holds Eidah Mesira Karsi even by Shtari Raya, but it's a Das Yochi. There's no question that the Rav's approach is the conventional wisdom. Certainly in the Svara it makes a lot of sense. How exactly Tosfos on Chav Beis argues, like what's his thought? Okay, but you should know that it's not muchruch like this. It's not completely muchruch. But that's the Rav's approach, and that's the approach that we're gonna go with. Okay, that for Shtari Raya, everyone holds Eidah Chasima Karsi because you need the Raya B'Ksav in order to be able to serve as a rabbi. So up to Rav, what's the din of a Shtar Milva? Right, so if you hold that a shtar milva is a shtar kinyan, so then the machlokas of Meir Rebbe Elazar will apply to a shtar milva. So a shtar milva, Rebbe Elazar will say also, Eidah Mesira Karsi. But if you hold that a shtar milva is only a raya, it's only a shtar raya, right? It's not a shtar kinyan. So then even Rebbe Elazar would say that Eidah Chasima Karsi, that Eidah Mesira is not going to work. So the Rav wanted to suggest that's exactly what these deists are disagreeing about. The second day that says that if shtar milva who gov mechos m'shevodim, Rebbe Elazar holds that Eidah Mesira Karsi by shtar milva, that obviously is assuming shtar milva is a shtar kinyan. But the day that didn't want to learn like that, the day that wanted to say that gov mechos m'shevodim means gova through the get, gova the ksuba from mechos m'shevodim, it's not that you gov mechos m'shevodim on the get, it's that because you have the get, now see again, v'enim ha'ksuba, you gov mechos m'shevodim from ksuba. The reason why they didn't want to learn that it's given a shtar milva is because that day held that a shtar milva is just a shtar raya. If it's just a shtar raya, even Rebbe Elazar would say that Eidah Mesira is not going to be karsi. You need Eidah Chasum on the shtar, because without that you're not going to have a raya. Without that you're not going to have a raya. Even he would say that you can't hold Eidah Mesira karsi by shtar milva, because the old shtar milva is a raya. Now, why should it be one or the other? Why should Shtar Milva be a Shtar Kinyan or a Shtar Raya? I have to explain, but first we'll go to Will. Will, let's see, Kasha.
I just wanted to ask that the Hemshchli why we saw on page Vav expels out that Rebbe Elazar said whatever he was saying after Shtar, so he's going to focus whether or not we hold like him, but right. He says after Shtar. So
Shtar Mekachon.
Right, assuming that
according to the Rav,
other Shtari Kinyan,
right. Shtari Kinyan of Mammon, right.
And like the Dantzapa and the Tosos and the Kapez, whatever, must read that after Shtar, meaning even by Shtar Raya. or he hasn't given Ra'ah.
Yeah, I mean that's how he'll read it. But that's not a problem because there's no question. I mean, Af B'Shar Shtaris means Shtari Mammon as opposed to Yin, right? So either way you slice it, if you hold a Belozer claims that Mr. Kassian or Shtari Kinyan, then you'll learn it's Shtari Kinyan. If you hold a Shtari Ra'ah, so you hold it in any Shtar Mammon, it's right? Either one, Shtari Kinyan or Shtari Ra'ah. Yes.
How can we understand a
Shtar Milvah
as a
Shtar Kinyan? We're going to get to it. Mm-hmm. I want to, Daniel.
If it's a Shtar Kinyan, why can't both go together? If you use it as a Shtar Kinyan.
Who's he?
I mean, if you go like this, if Rabbi Lezer views it as a Shtar Kinyan,
right,
then you'd also agree with the first day of Rashi would contradict the second one.
No, but the second day is saying a Kiddush. The second day is saying, Im Shtar Milvah Hu. Rabbi Lezer is adding the Kiddush that even by Shtar Milvah you could be going from the Chasim of Shabbat. What you're asking is why wouldn't the second day just learn like the first day? It's easy because, right, it'll still work.
The second day, even if you learn like the second day, it's not contradicting the first one.
It's not contradicting the first one, no. Meaning the first day you can't learn like the second day. That's why I gave it Shabbat. But why would you want to give the second day, the second Lashon? Because the first Lashon is very difficult. Right, gove mechasim shabadim. If you tell me you gove the ksuba from mechasim shabadim, you're not being gove with the get. The get is just telling you she's divorced. So therefore, the Chacham is saying, "Mistamad was a ksuba. She doesn't have the ksuba. So you can be gove the ksuba from mechasim shabadim." So it's like the ikar of the shtar, the ikar shtar that you're being gove from is chasim and asefer. We're not talking about the ksuba. We're talking about a get. So to interpret like the first lashon, that's a big chiddush. When you gove with the get from mechasim shabadim, You go with the ksuba from the chasim shabadim, but because she has a get, you can go with the ksuba from the chasim shabadim. It's quite a jump. It's quite a jump. But the first day I felt compelled to say that because the first day I felt that shtar milvah is a shtar raya. So if it's shtar raya, Rabbi Lezer wouldn't say it if it's your kaisi. So they're backed against the wall. So that's why they say no. This line, the go from the chasim shabadim, is still talking about get. Now, to some extent, it's an easier pshat because then Rabbi Lezer really is referring to the gimel gittim psulim. Right, there's the lashon of govim and the chasim shabadim. Lefi the first day in Rashi, there's a chiddush in it, and there's a simplicity. Right, it's simpler and it's more of a chiddush at the same time. Right, it's easier to say that the lashon of govim and chasim shabadim is talking about a get because that's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. We're talking about gimel gittim psulim. We're not talking about im shtar milvah. So itaka is easier, but at the same time, what's the govim and chasim shabadim with the get? Right, it's really a go over the ksuba from the chasim shabadim. So, you know, from a textual perspective, the first pshat in Rashi is the easier pshat, but it's the more difficult pshat at the same time. Because you don't really go over the get, you go over a ksuba, but at the same time we're talking about a get. So it's easier to say, go over through the get from the chasim shabadim. But the Rav wanted to suggest that the first day I had to learn that go over the chasim shabadim means you go over the ksuba through the get, because he didn't want to say shtar milvah. Shtar milvah, you go from chasim shabadim because he felt that shtar milvah is a shtar raya, and if it's a shtar raya, so then Rabbi Lezer would hold that there's no edim misir karsi by a shtar raya. So if ain't a love edim, you're not going to be going from chasim shabadim. It's just not a shtar. It has to be that there are edim chasima by shtar milvah because it's a shtar raya. Could I just finish the thought? Why would I say that shtar milvah is a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya? So what are you accomplishing through this shtar? You go from the chosim shabadim. So what does that tell you? What kinyan is there over here? It's not buying karka. What kinyan is there? So to that, the Rav explained that there are many rayas from the Rishonim. Take a look at the Ritva and Kedushin and Afi Gimel among other Rishonim who seem to assume that shibud nechosim is not just a lien. It's not just that I have a right to be gova. A zchus gviya, if you will. Right? Shibud is not just a zchus gviya that I have a right to be gova. But shibud is like a kinyan b'miktas. It's like a kinyan lachatzoy. I have a partial kinyan in these nechasim. Meaning, if Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Shimon has property b'shas halva, so that property now is meshubah to the chov, so the malva has a kinyan b'miktas in that property. Now, if the lova decides to pay him the money, let's say he lends him $1,000, right? And the person has a few properties, right? So the malva has a kinyan b'miktas in each one of these properties. If the lova pays him the money, then he loses that kinyan b'miktas. But it's mamash a kinyan. It's not like a partial kinyan. Partial kinyan. And that's why, even if the lova now sells the property to someone else, if the lova doesn't have any money, so then the malva can be gova, because he's being gova his property. He's being gova what he rightfully owns, partially. He doesn't own it completely, but he has like a kinyan b'miktza, some kind of a kinyan in the karka. Shibud is a haknah b'miktza, it's a kinyan b'miktza. Now the question is, how is that kinyan generated? Has it happened? So there are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is that what generates the kinyan? Help me now. Right? What generates the kinyan?
Das.
I'm sorry?
Das
HaMaschai. Okay, Das HaMaschai. But what do you... Okay. But if Das HaMaschai generates the kinyan, so what do you say? What's the Maisa kinyan? What's the Maisa kinyan to create the kinyan l'chatzoyim by Shibud? What's the Maisa kinyan?
Messir
HaShtar. The Shtar creates the kinyan. That's one way to look at it. The Shtar creates the kinyan. Right? I can be Kohen Karka with Kesef, with Shtar, with Chazak, with Chalipin. So maybe it's the Shtar Milva that creates that kinyan. The Mesiras HaShtar from Lova to Malva, right, is going to create that kinyan lechatzon. That's one way to look at it. What's the other way to look at it? What creates the kinyan? There's something else going on. There's another Mesira over here. What's the other Mesira? The Kesef. There's Matan Mo'os here too, from Malva to Lova. The Shtar goes from Lova to Malva, but the Malva, right, the Shtar goes from Lova to Malva, but there's another... There's another Masira from Malva to Lova. The Malva is giving money to the Lova. So maybe by giving money to the Lova, he's Kona the Karka. Kona the Karka of a Mixus. Maybe the Matan Mo'os is what's Kona the Karka of a Mixus. That's what Shibud, that generates the Kinyan of Shibud. Said the Rav, that's exactly what the Machlokis is over here. If you assume that a Shtar Milva is a Shtar Kinyan, right? So what are you saying? Right? If Shtar Milva is a Shtar Kinyan, you're saying that the Shtar is what's Kone the Shibud. The Shtar is being Kone the Shibud. So the Shtar Milva is a Shtar Kinyan. I mean, if not, what's the Shtar Kinyan? What is the Kinyan over here? The Kinyan presupposes that Shibud is a Kinyan Lachatzayin. It's not just a Zchus Gviyah, that you have the ability to be Govin, but that you're actually Kona the Karka B'miktzas. If the Lova doesn't pay it back, then you can consummate your kinyan. You take the Karka to consummate the kinyan. But you have a kinyan B'miktzas. If you assume that the Shtar is what's creating that kinyan, so then Shtar Milva is a Shtar kinyan because it is Kona the Shibud. But if you hold that what's really Kona the Shibud is the Matan Mos, the Malva gives money for the Karka. He's not buying the Karka completely, but he's buying the karka of the miktas. He's getting the shivut of the karka. So if you assume it's the matan mos that's creating the kinyan, so then what's the shtar? The shtar is not a shtar kinyan. It's not called anything. What's the shtar? The shtar is a... It's a raya. It's a raya that there was a matan mos. Shtar milva is not a kinyan then. So depending on how you understand what is the kinyan, what is the maisa kinyan on shivut? Shivut is a kinyan lachatzon. It's not just the schus gvir, but I need a kinyan. So depending on how you understand how the kinyan is generated, if it's generated through the shtar, or it's generated through the matan mos, that will determine how you perceive shtar milva. Right? Is shtar milva viewed as a shtar kinyan, or is it viewed as a shtar raya? Right? Are the matan mos creates the kinyan, or the shtar creates the kinyan? Right? If matan mos creates the kinyan, so then the shtar, eino elo the raya ba'al. This is what the Rav wanted to say. So now I just want to add, so why did the first day in Rashi not want to learn like the second day? Why did the first day in Rashi want to learn that Shtar Milva must be a Shtar Raya? If Shtar Milva is a Shtar Raya, then Gov Menachosim Shabbadim could not be talking about Shtar Milva. Rav Elazar wouldn't say Eidim Mesira Karasi, because he holds that every Shtar Raya, he admits that Eidim Chasim Karasi is a Shtar Raya. So why? Why did the first day, the first Lashon in Rashi not want to learn like the second Lashon? I think maybe the answer is because the first day assumed that the Poshup Shot is that it's the Matan Mos that generated the Shibud. You know why? Because really we paskin that Shibuda Daraisa even by a Milval Peh. We quoted this the Mishnah in Bava Basra on Kufayin Hey. Hotzi Alok Sav Yalu, Govna Chasm Shibodim. On that Gemara, right there. Kufayin Hey Amid Beis. Actually, it's a Machloka Samaroy. We paskin like that day, like Ula, I think it is. Ula says, Dvar Torah, Bein Milva, Bal Peh, Bein Milva, Beshtar, Yudov, Menachosim, Mishavadim. Because Shibud is a concept of Daraisa. They've been psukim there. Shibud is a Shibud Daraisa. Aye, but Lemaisa, we know that on a Milvah Peh, you're not going from the Chasim Meshavadim. Why not? Why can't you be going from the Chasim Meshavadim on a Milvah Peh, anyone?
There's no
kol. There's no kol. Excellent. There's no kol. Now, what is that? Is that Din Daraisa? No, that's a Takana Darabanan. Right? To protect Lekuchas. Lekuchas are going to be out the money. They out their field. They don't realize what happened. Oh, so by Milvah Peh, Chazala Mafkia, the ability to collect. They Mafkia the Shibud. They say you're not going to be able to collect based on Shibud by Milvah Peh. But that's a din d'rabbanan. In a Torah, really, shibud is generated. Shibud is daraisa even by milvah peh. So think about it for a moment. If you assume that shibud is a kinyan l'chatzon, and even by milvah peh in a Torah there is a shibud, so how does that happen? There's no shtar. You don't need a shtar to generate that shibud. You don't need the shtar to generate the shibud. So Efshemen Kenzagin, don't you see from this that what's really generating that kinyan, what creates that kinyan l'chatzon by shibud? Is the matan mos. The matan mos is what generates that shibud. So maybe that's why the first Lashon HaRashi felt that shtar milvah is only a shtar raya. What really generates the shibud is the matan mos. Just like the din d'oraisa is that what really generates the shibud is the matan mos, so too, even though midrabbana, chazal were misaking that the shibud isn't generated without a shtar, no, but it's the matan mos that generates the shibud. Just Chazal said that without a shtar, if you don't have that kol, then we're not going to let you collect. But really, the matan mos is what generates the shibud. So that's why the first day Rashi felt compelled to say that a shtar milva is only a raya, because what generates the shibud, the kinyan l'chatzon, is really the matan mos. And why did the second day disagree? Because the second day holds in a chanami, maybe minat Torah. Minat Torah, the matan mos generates the shibud. But once Chazal make a takana midrabanan that the shibud is not going to be generated without, that you can't be gova without a shtar. So Heimamru Chazal is saying that the only way to generate the shibud bizman hazeh is through the shtar. That's what's going to generate the shibud. So it's not that bizman hazeh the shibud is still generated through the matan mos and the shtar is only a rai. No, once Chazal was masaking that you need a shtar to generate the shibud bizman hazeh, so Chazal were masaking that it's the shtar that's makna the shibud. The shtar is makna the shibud. It's not the matan mos. The shtar is makna the shibud. Then we can understand. Rabbi Elazar will say it. The mesira kaisa by shtar milveh, because shtar milveh is taka shtar kinyan, because it's the shtar lemaisa midrabanan. It's the shtar that's generating the shibud. It's not the matan mos. So it could be this is the machlokas behind these 2 days in Rashi. The ikra of the machlokas, as the Rebbe explained, is whether a shtar milveh is a shtar kinyan or not. First day, it holds that it's a shtar raya. Second day, it holds it's a shtar kinyan. What's the birad varim? The birad varim is what actually is makna the shibud. Shibud is a kinyan l'chatzon, but what does that? Is it the matan mos? Just like on a level of daraisa, the stomach, it's the matan mos. So too midrabanan, it's the matan mos that generates the shibud. Matan mos generates the shibud. Alatznai that there's a shtar, but the matan mos is what's generating the shibud, and the shtar is only a raya. Or should we say no? Once Chazal and Masake and the dafka through a milvah b'shtar, can you be going mechos m'shibudin? So that shows you that it's the shtar that's makna the shibud b'zman hazeh. So the shtar milvah is going to be a shtar kinyan, and if it's a shtar kinyan, Rabbi Elazar can hold it even mysterious. Okay, questions.
When we say if we're saying that a shtar milveh as shtar kinyan, then how do we understand when we say shtar for the yadi my body, which clearly assumes that it's a raya?
It can also be a raya, but it's also a shtar kinyan. It can do both, right? It can be both. The chiddush is that it's even a shtar kinyan, but we find many. I mean, a get also can be a shtar raya. It's just it happens to be a shtar kinyan as well, right? If it has Eide Chasima in it, so then Rebbe Elazar would say it can serve as a shtar raya. If it only has Eide Mesira in it, so Bepshuto, Rebbe Elazar would say it can't serve as a shtar raya. Tosfos on Chavez and Abez would say it's a shtar raya, but no, according to the Rav's approach, Rebbe Elazar would say without Eide Chasima, it can't serve as a shtar raya. But if it has Eide Chasima in it, then it would be able to serve as a shtar raya as well. Okay. I think this does justice to the sugya, right? We really finished the sugya of the Gimel Gittin Sulim. Okay. So we're now about to begin the sugya of Eidim Esira Karsi, Eidim Chasima Karsi. We're going to leave the sugya for tomorrow, but let's just read the Gemara. How many Talmidim got to the Gemara? You got to the Gemara at least? Okay, so let's, I don't want to leave it. It's too suspenseful. I want to know the answer to the question that the Gemara has been asking. We've left it for weeks already. You know, I don't know how you guys have been able to sleep for the last few weeks. But, I mean, I was able to sleep because I finished the Gemara already. But you know, if you didn't do it in Bekiyas, I mean, the suspense is like, it can kill you. So what was the kasha of the Gemara? Right, what was the kasha? Let's tie the ribbon now, at least on the Gemara. Then if it's Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the sugya, trying to understand Eidim Esira Karsi. The Gemara had asked that we know Rabbah holds that the Ashliach that brings the get from Medina Sayyam has to say b'fanei d'fanei nechta. Lefi shein b'kiyam l'shma. So what does that mean, lefi shein b'kiyam l'shma? Rabbah is assuming that you need both the Ksiv l'shma and the Chasim l'shma. So who's such a Tana? We have such a Tana that holds that you need both. Both have to be lishma. So the Gemara first thought, "Man, I tana debay ksiv lishma by chasim lishma." Going from Gimel Amanav to Gimel Amidbeis, we thought maybe it's Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds both. The Gemara says that he doesn't hold both. We proved from a Mishnah that Rabbi Meir holds chasima. You need lishma. Chasim is the ikar, but not the ksiv. Rabbi Meir holds the cost of lasev increases the cost of blood going on chasima, not going on ksiv. So it's going only on chasima. So then, the ksiva doesn't have to be lishma. So the Gemara says, maybe it's Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Elazar holds that you only need ksiva lishma, not chasima lishma. He interprets the pasuk because of lot to be done on ksiva, not on chasima. So according to him, you shouldn't need any chasima lishma. The Gemara suggests, maybe I have an answer. Maybe Rabbi Elazar holds that min haTorah, you don't need a chasima, but midrabanan, you do need a chasima. So that the Gemara doesn't like, right? Because the Mishnah of the Gimel Gittim Sulim proves that that's not true. Rabbi Elazar says that kosher the government of Chasim Mishabadim. So it sounds like even midrabbanan, you don't need Eidim signed on the get. Dafka need Eidim Mesira, bein min haTorah, bein midrabbanan. So who's the Tana? Right? Rabbi Elazar requires Ksiva. Rabbi Meir requires Chasima. And neither one seems to require the other. So who could be the Tana of the Mishnah? That's where we're up to in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ve'ela Rabbi Meir him." Maybe it's Rabbi Meir. Bichilaboy Rabbi Meir ksiv l'shmam midaraisa midrabanan boy. Maybe Rabbi Meir doesn't require ksiv l'shmam min haTorah. He says the cost of law is going on the chasima min haTorah. But maybe midrabanan. He does require chasima, and he needs chasima l'shmam. No, for the Gemara, Ve'amar Rav Nachman, Omer Hayer Rav Meir afilu mitzvah ba'ashba. Rav Nachman says that Lefi Rabbi Meir, even if you find the get in the ashba, you find it in the garbage dump, and Chosma Venasna Lakasher. That sounds like, as Tosis interprets, the Ramasma Lachosma, Chosma Venasna Lakasher. Even Lechatchila, you could be Chosem. Not Chosma Bedievet, but even Lechatchila, you could be Chosem. That sounds like Rabbi Meir holds that even Midrabanan. That even midrabbanan, you don't need a ksiva lishma. You don't need ksiva bechlal lishma, because this seems to say that even lechatchila, as long as you do the chasima lishma, everything is fine. V'chitei ma'anan midaraisa kamasninan la. Maybe Rav Nachman's halacha is not talking midrabbanan. Maybe midrabbanan taka the get is possible with mitzvah ba'ashma. That's only a din daraisa. So says the Gemara, no, Yachi Omer Hayer Reb Meir Dvar Torah Nibar Leisa. Then he should have said it beferish. That this is not really the din. This is the din daraisa Rabbi Meir holds, right? That min haTorah chasim is enough. You don't need ksiva, but midrabban you do need ksiva. So that can't be. That can't be. Rabbi Meir must hold that you need chasima min haTorah, and you don't need ksiva lishma bichlal. Even midrabban you don't need ksiva lishma. So who's the Tana? Who's the Tana who says that you need both ksiv l'shma chasim l'shma? Ella la'olam Rabbi Elazar. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Elazar is the Tana. Aye, Rabbi Elazar doesn't require chasim l'shma at all. It's up to Gemara, no. Mi lo boi, v'chi lo boi, Rabbi Elazar chasima, hecha de leka eidim klan. Hecha de ika eidim boi, the amar, Rabbi Abba, moda, Rabbi Elazar, m'mzuif mitoch ha'shu pasa. Up to Gemara, Rabbi Elazar holds eidim esira karsi. Rabbi Elazar holds that you don't need chasima in the get. So if you have the ksiva without a chasima, Rabbi Elazar would say it's great. Afal pi she'ein alav eidim, el shenas lo b'tnei eidim, kosher v'gavim l'chasim shabodim l'chatchila. That's if you don't have chasima. But if you have a bad chasima, a bad chasima is worse. If you're missing the chasima, if you have a zero for the chasima, Rabbi Elazar would say that's fine. But if it's a bad chasima, what's meant as a bad chasima? What does that mean? Rashi says, "Klom if you lo chasimi sadi alei klal shapir, tfei mehashta the chasimi alei v'shalolishma." Shalolishma is worse than having no chasim at all. Why? Because Rabbi Abba says, "Moder Rabbi Elazar mizuyf mitocha shu pasul." The mizuyf mitocha shechasim lav karav apostle o shalolishma. Rabbi Abba says, "Lefi Rabbi Elazar, if you have a bad chasima, what does that mean? A bad chasima, a karav, or a apostle, a gazlan, or some sort, or shalolishma. Shalolishma is also a chasima psula. So if you have something missing in the chasima, that's worse. That's called mizuyf mitocha." Strange lashon. Why is it called mezuyif mitocha? It's not forged. It's not forged. The aid is not forged. Mezuyif mitocha means from the inside. There's something possible. It's really another way of saying possible mitocha. You have aid in mesira. Nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar says it's possible because it's possible mitocha. There's a psul in the get. He calls it mezuyif mitocha. So there's a psul in the get. You have a kari, you have a possible, you have a shlolushma. So even though Rabbi Elazar technically would say in Atar everything is great, you have your aid in mesira. No. With the Rabbanan, Mizuyif Mitocha is possible. And that's why you need a Fanin and a Fanin Adam, because Rabbi Elazar would say you need both the Ksim Lishma and the Chasim at Bilishma. If you have a Chasim in the get, it's got to be done properly. If not, it's Mizuyif Mitocha, with the Rabbanan, it's going to be possible. Rav Ashi Omer Hamani, Rav Yehudi, the Tan Rav Yehuda Postlach, Ksivasa Vachasimoso Betolush. You have a whole machlokas in the Mishnah, we mentioned in Kosum Chubal Akarka, Machlokas Rav Yemeir, Rav Elazar. What do you have to do? Betolush. You have to do the ksiva betolush, toref, the ksiva of the toref, of the ikar of the get betolush. You have to do the chasima betolush. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yehuda has a third shita. He holds you have to do both. You have to do both the chasima and the ksiva betolush. They both have to be done betolush. They're both in ikar. They're both in ikar. He must assume that the kasav is going on both. Kasav is going on all ksivos of the get. The ksiva, what we call the ksiva, and the chasima also, is nichlal in the kasav lam. So they both have to be lishma. They both have to be betolish, they both have to be lishma. It's the simplest teretz. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana, the Mishnah. He requires both the ksiva and the chasima to be betolish, and by the same token, he'll require both the ksiva and the chasima to be lishma. Meikar, my time, ala makmina la karbi Yehuda, Majunan Arab Meir, this time Masis Arab Meir, Majunan Arab Elazar, the Kamala Mehilchasa Kavase Begitin. Why don't we just say that in the beginning? We have a whole Amid and a half back and forth through the town of the mission. Just say it's Rabbi Yehuda. So I'll tell you why. They had the whole Amid and a half because there's so much that we had to learn in that Amid. So much Lamdas. That's not a good answer. Right? All the Lamdas in the world is not a good answer if you could have been simpler. Right? That shows you so, right? Simple is the best. Simple is better. Right? Fancy lumbus is not the best. Simple is better. Right? If we didn't have this Gemara, so we would have just learned the Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav and said everything that we said over here in the Gemara on Daf Pei Vav. But to say it over here, what do you have it over here for? Just say it's Rabbi Yehuda. No. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So we want to make the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. And Hilchasa Kirabalaza Begitnu. We paskin that Ede Mesira Karasim. So we'd rather say the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar, or it's like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rav Ashi says, you push me against the wall. Can't be Rabbi Elazar, can't be Rabbi Meir. So who is it? Tak, it's Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he says. Apparently he rejects the other answer of the Gemara. Right? He rejects the other answer of the Gemara, that it goes like Rabbi Elazar, and it's just Midrabbanan, Yini Chasima Lishma, because if not, it's going to be Mezuyah of Mitocha. We'll have to see if there's some kind of a machlokas there, whether shalol lishma is a psul of mezuyif mitocha. Maybe mezuyif mitocha is only a psul by karav apostle, but not by shalol lishma. Maybe that's part of what's going on in the machlokas on the right. Okay, this is the sugya. Either the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar, but he holds midrabban. If you have a bad chasima, that's worse, or it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you need both the ksiva and the chasima to be betolish. It's Hashem tomorrow. Start talking about what does Rabbi Elazar really hold? Well, what does it mean, Eidin Mesira Karasim? We really should do Tosa Damascus Moda first. That comes Mezuyif Mitocha. But you can't do Mezuyif Mitocha unless you understand what Eidin Mesira Karasim is all about. So we'll actually do it out of order. We'll do Tosa Damascus the Kaimalan, one of the most famous Tosim in Gittin. We'll try to understand what Eidin Mesira Karasim means. And then we'll have to pedal back to the previous Tosafim to figure out what's the psul of Mezuyah Mitocho according to Rabbi Yonah.